Hello, you are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio produced in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Tonight, we're presenting a program called The Subject of the Best Droning by Devin Chambers.
Is it alive?
Are you a person? Is it a biological disorder?
Is it bigger than a person? Culturally bigger? How are we determining that?
So as discussed in chapter one,
is it an animal?
Myths about aging are insidious and pervasive in society and form the foundations of ageism.
Not alive.
Yeah, or maybe it's two coins because we also have to go straight, and then we do that for like 3 hours straight, and just sort of end up somewhere.
Nurses are influenced by not only societal myths and ageist attitudes, but also by their own experience with older adults in healthcare settings, which often reinforce the perception of the older adults.
Is it a
mountain?
Yes, it is.
West. As they were supposed frail, to be going west, confused, depressed, to BC, to go to a wedding, and then they went east. What's wrong? They literally went right instead of left.
Are you a utensil?
And that can lead to pessimism or even hopelessness regarding their care.
Are you a household object?
There's a misconception that self-compassion is selfish, but just the opposite is true.
You're right. Are you a car?
And that allows you to have better relationships with others.
They were that type of people, though. They included.
I deserve props for getting my family out the door every morning.
Can you be moved?
Can a person lift it?
Rather than sugarcoating the situation, acknowledge that it's painful. It's part of life, and it will pass.
Is it an axe? If I lick it, will I die?
Is it something you wear?
Yes.
When goats scale a cliff in search of tender grasses.
Are you frozen or are you just thinking so hard?
When a bat seeks shelter in a crack, does it ask what size?
Are you on the feet?
And I am here to free you from that evil trapping.
Is it alive?
Then gaze upon it in awe. Roots? Take it in.
Can it swim?
Does it like being upside down? Would you say it's a friendly, like, neighborly thing?
Is it a pet? Is it a dog?
Does it go? Is it impossibly hard? Is it a death route?
Are you a creature?
Were you alive at some point?
To the life-giving soil. Most days I don't get off the ground.
But just maybe, not for sure.
Are you a dinosaur? Are you an inanimate object? Are you a piece of clothing? Are you a household object?
That's like domestic stuff. Like, I don't know, like a tea set? Do you spend more time near the floor or, you know, sort of like above?
Thresholds. Thresholds are places where transitions occur.
You know, it could be up, it could be down, it could be left, it could be right. Sometimes I'm hell, sometimes I'm not. So I guess you could say I'm a very easy to please person, so.
One thing has not quite become the next.
Are you soft?
Places in a state of change.
Are you a pillow?
Traversing that liminal space between the real and the imagined.
You can sleep on you.
Are you a car? Can I find you in the garage?
You watch a YouTube video of a man struggling to land a fish.
Today we have Marlene with us. How are you today, Marlene?
He tugs at the pole as the fish thrashes about.
You're a couch.
You fast forward to near the end when, with the help of friends, the large fish is finally hauled ashore.
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fantastic. Absolutely wonderful.
And the camera moves in to show you the hook, which is lodged in the mouth of the fish.
Are you a donkey? You said you were soft, right?
It is soft.
Tell us a bit of your backstory. Where'd you grow up?
Later that day, you meet a man who has a ring.
Do we have ask me questions about size? Are you bigger than...
I would rather not.
You would rather not. That's totally fine. That's totally fine. What was your family situation like? Like, did you have siblings?
Pierced in his lip.
Did it swim?
And you think of this video.
No, it is not focaccia.
You remember thinking, will they throw this fish back?
I would rather talk about the article that I wrote than talk about my family.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's completely... I mean, that's why we're here.
It's a huge fish. How could they possibly want to keep it?
No, it's not.
Just, you know, the viewers tend to like a little bit of backstory. But please, tell us about your article. I'll be honest, I only got to...
The purpose of the video, after all, must have been to show the struggle.
Is it warm?
You see the gigantic fish with a row of prehistoric fins claw-like along its back.
Is it a type of plant?
Helpless and defeated, and you think...
Is it a type of land?
There was one year...
It can go back now.
I just threw out everything else.
Is it a use for land?
I committed to the...
It should go back now. It should go back into the ocean.
Persona.
It's a kitchen appliance.
If I'm going to live in Alberta, I might as well commit...
It's sore lip. And perhaps...
I have a beard, so let's just do it. So... I have a... I think I have a gray shirt. And then I have a Dickies shirt.
A new humbling experience to shame itself in front of the other prehistoric fish.
I went on Amazon and bought like, I think,
read a little bit about it, but what I did
all in one bunch.
Absolutely fascinating. So where did you come up with the idea?
The video is the trophy after all. There seems to be no need of the fish itself. That night you dream that you are fishing, and after an epic struggle, you pull ashore the man who you met with the pierced lip. Now he has a hook from your line.
An onomatopoeia word for the sound you make when you swallow something?
Well, I came up with the idea when I was making...
Is it a French man's name?
Once you have hauled him in and brought him on shore, you think you should throw him back. But you say to yourself,
is it a Louisiana spicy dish?
This is a man. He will drown if I throw him back in the sea.
I realized.
You realize you have probably saved him from drowning.
How difficult it is to wash the peanut butter off the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that I would come up with this device just to clean peanut butter knives.
Fascinating. So what does this device look like?
Well, some people think it looks like a mini spatula, but it's much more than that.
To go in the hot tub, they had a hot tub in the backyard. So they, and it was, but they couldn't find the, for whatever reason, they couldn't find the lights, or they didn't turn the lights on. Anyway, they climbed in the hot tub.
A spatula
great
as one of the tools in your prototype.
And then somebody finally turned the light on, or found the light, and they looked at the hot tub, and they realized the hot tub was, I don't know, it was full, but it was had all these mice that somehow had found their way into the tub and drowned, and they were just floating in the hot tub.
The 80s.
That is a literal nightmare. That's so
crazy. I'm not the king of hot tubs either.
It had a horse. There was a horse.
That's right, because the material that I used, which looks like the head of a spatula, is actually made up from a special rubber to help.
Happens when someone's convicted of a crime.
Lodge off the peanut butter from the knife.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it? And that's what makes this so illegal, absolutely wonderful. Did you come up with the rubber formula yourself, or did you get that from somewhere else?
Somebody who's legally responsible for you.
Is it a country in Africa?
Is it an area in Cuba? Is it an area that the Americans own in Cuba?
To go to art school is the first time I kind of moved away from home. I went for the summer program at NASCAD, not knowing if I was going to stay there. Yeah, I hadn't really figured it out. I arrived and I had no idea how I was going to eat because I hadn't learned to cook or anything. And I remember arriving at the like, basically I had a room. There was no kitchen or anything. And I was like, I'm hungry. I have to figure out some way of eating. And so I started wandering around the neighborhood, and I think it was Sunday night, and there was like was a corner store open, like, you know, umpteen blocks away. And I remember I bought like a little tin of Vienna sausages, and I went back to my room, and I arrived and I realized it was a tin. I didn't have a can opener. So it seemed like the only thing I could eat was like this little tin of Viennese sausages. So I remember having like the first drawing I ever did in Halifax was like a little drawing of this sad little unopened.
Is it someone you looking for guidance?
Oh, not a
guru. Can of Vienna sausages. Yeah.
Is it some funky stuff that you scrape off the bottom of your foot, your shoe? And it was almost like that meta kind of like, you know, overthinking of anything you do is art kind of crap, you know? It's like,
is it something you swallow?
We were staying in, was that in Canmore?
Is it something?
Yeah. And there was all these like fancy like hotels with outdoor hot tubs, and it was the middle of winter, like it was like February. And we're like cruising around like bad teenagers, toques on and stuff because it's so cold. Trying to find hot tubs to break into. We like climbed over a fence that was on a balcony and like pulled back the covers of the hot tub and got in. Like,
well, it's
we'd
about,
like planned this. We like brought our towels, my and our basins, and everything. And, like snuck out of
in rural Saskatchewan.
We were planning like escape routes and stuff.
Any food?
But we didn't get that.
And I found some peanuts, and I managed to make peanut butter, crushing them. With my fingers, and then mushing it up with my palms.
Moving away from home for the first time ever.
It's hard to live off of homemade hand crushed peanut butter
for
10 years.
The Esker is funded, privately funded gallery.
I don't know if you're making fun of me, but
I can only imagine. I myself.
I don't think.
You don't think what? Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Mm-hmm. No, keep going. No, keep going.
Okay, that's fine. I myself.
You have won an award.
Know that I take for granted
a major prize.
How
your name is on everyone's lips now, mostly pronounced
into,
with
like
a twang of jealousy.
Food store.
There's a flood of interview
anything,
requests,
like
whispers at restaurants
butter,
where you dine.
Peanut butter, pre-made
paparazzi follow you at a telescopic distance, taking
sake.
Precious slices
and
of your soul.
There
from
are
you.
People out there.
Drones buzz your home.
Most of the public is not aware.
Drones
of
follow you down the street. There are
have
drones
no
watching you at the theater as you watch a play.
Survive.
Drones have befriended your children and are looking for a scoop. What is she really like? They implore. Even the drones are jealous. These drones
and
wanted the award. They think they deserved it more than you.
The
these are the best drones.
To, like,
you are the subject
out,
of the best droning
the
out there. Day and night
to be able
drone.
To stay hydrated.
You find that you like the night drones better than the day drones. The night drones are cooler, more relaxed, less anxious. The day drones are useless, consumed with their own jealousy. They've become monsters. They insult you and call you names. They drone with contempt. You take your award and you throw it at them. You say, go ahead, take it if you want it so badly. But you don't deserve it. You never will. It was awarded to me. Do you hear? Me. You don't hear from the drones for a while. And after a while, you receive another award. And then another. So many awards. You're bedecked with prizes, accommodations, honorary degrees, medals, citations, honors. You don't really know what to do with them all. It's an embarrassment of riches. And you realize that this is the drone's revenge. They are stripping you of your anonymity. They are burning you with the limelight. Anything that was you is being washed away by public adoration. In a rage at the height of your success, you get drunk and you roam about the city, defacing numerous statues that are being erected in your honor. You lash out at your idealization by writing unflattering graffiti next to your name on the proliferation of historical plaques that have sprung up across the city to mark your life. You pen angry letters to the editor and at local and national newspapers, declaring yourself a fraud and an imposter. And then, when your reputation is in tatters and you can return to doing your work in peace.
Oh, okay. Is it a very small human being?
I can't read what that says. You do, however, allow yourself a small vanity of inviting 7 close friends, also women, in their 60s, to join you at your favorite restaurant and pop a few champagne corks and celebrate the last threads of your dignity and the remaining personal self-worth that have survived the sudden and unwelcome onslaught of fame. And it is there, in the comfortable embrace of old friends, 3 or 4 bottles of champagne into celebrating, that you suddenly stand, ask them for the kind attention of your most devoted supporters, and tell them in a quivering voice that you have a secret to tell them.
Is it something I can see in the sky?
Is it a ocean
to
creature?
Make sure that you keep an extra can of gas in the back of your car when you go on a really long road trip?
Is it, does it come out of a train? How you get so much favor on your side. Accept him as your Lord and Savior, I replied. His light shined the brightest in the dark. You can still be anything you want to be. That's on me. Before the ranch, I had horses in the garage.
Is it a
oh my God.
Something that comes in a cup.
The devil had my soul, I can't lie. Life gonna have some lows and some highs.
Is it?
I wore my heart on my sleeve. I couldn't hide.
Think long and hard.
But I survived. That's on God.
Wording.
The IRS.
Is it something? Is it something that's in your neck?
I felt dry. That's on God. I can't be out here dancing with the stars. No, I cannot let my family starve.
Okay. Is it something you put things on?
That's on God.
Pickled asparagus? That'd be good.
Yeah, my parents pickled asparagus. Did I tell you that I lived on an asparagus farm?
No.
I used to cut asparagus. It's pretty cool.
Did you really? Oh, it's hard on the back, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like every day you go there, every day it grows, right? So you cut it, and the next day you go, and it's all grown up again, and you cut it again. And like it does, you do that for a couple of weeks until it just stops growing, I guess.
Oh, you're telling me.
Did you pick asparagus as a kid?
Me?
Yeah.
That's what you do whenever it's a small family farm. They use the kids as labor.
Not.
That's kind of funny.
So you'd be out there every day.
Dear diary. So today I got into a fight with my parents about wearing elastic bands on my wrists as bracelets. This shit again about how it's not ladylike and could cut off my circulation or whatever. Like, when has everyone ever actually hurt themselves with anything like that? I don't want to wear actual bracelets because they're always too big for my wrists and they're actually just useless and honestly way more dangerous and pointy than elastics. Elastic bands are way better because they come in handy a lot and also you can shoot them around, which is fun. They're just mad that I never wear that dumb charm bracelet they got me when I was like 10. I don't even like horses anymore.
Is it something that you can sit on?
This is probably the most powerful object in your house.
Is it something that you
can exert a significant amount of control over your well-being, affect the way you think, destroy your relationships, expand your mind, or conversely, numb your mind to a vegetative state?
Is it a wild party that you go to and enjoy?
What is it, you may ask? I think you know.
So I did all that glamorous stuff.
Is this in PEI?
This is in PEI. Mm. Oh, you've just seen the whole getup because it's in June and the black flies are terrible. So you wear like these like...
Was it something you put in your...
It takes a strong-willed person to resist the lure of this object and to not fall for its seductive powers.
Is it
I admit to not being one of those strong-willed people, and I have fallen prey to its spells. As a result, I'm already a slave to the object, and I will do its bidding. Maybe someday I will resist its urges and move to a higher plane, but I doubt it.
Well, it wasn't really a dress shirt. Just my dad, he worked at Sobeys for like 25 years, like in the meat department.
Is it something you talk over?
All of these old white shirts, so we wore those, and then we had like these like nets
over our heads. Is it something
we wore splash pants because a lot of the time it was muddy. But I mean, we kind of got away with like the easy job because like we would just be there for the cutting. But my parents like had to stay up until like late at night because they would.
Oh, is that stevia?
Like have to wash it and cut it and sort it and weigh it.
You're listening to the song Gin and Juice. Have you ever heard that song? Snoop Dogg. Sipping on gin and juice. Laid back. Got my mind on my money. My money.
Is it something that's in your mouth?
And like group it together. So they would, and they were like, had like jobs. Like my mom is like a lab tech and my dad was like a meat cutter. So they like had to like work their day jobs and then stay up until like 1 a.m.
I am broke ass poor. I don't have a dollar to my name. In this capitalist race, I've been losing the game. I work a 9-to-5 that ain't going nowhere. It's a lame ass job that's not paid fair. I grind my ass to get the bills all paid. And you can bet your ass that I don't get laid.
Is it something that's in your mouth?
It was their choice to have this farm, and then we did like a lot of, we had saskatoons and raspberries and gooseberries, which are terrible. Gooseberries are the worst. They've got like thorns that are like that long, and they're not even very good because when you pick them, you have to pick both ends off of each gooseberry, and it's like, oh, what? They're not even very good.
It's something that's in your neck.
In your neck. In your neck.
Oh, and then my parents got really into HASCAP like 10 years ago. And I don't know. Do you guys like HASCAP? Because it's like.
What is HASCAP?
Yeah, what is it?
HASCAP?
Yeah.
It's really funny because my dad has a French accent. So whenever he says HASCAP, it's like.
Does it include papers that you fill out?
He can't say H's. Or he just says ASCAP. And like, and then no one can like take him seriously. Like, so all those like church friends are just like.
Is it something you do to an animal?
That's really funny.
Like, he's like, I don't know, Barrett, so you want some ASCAP?
Is it your taxi?
And they're all like.
In church?
They're like, be serious, but. Everyone just laughs at my dad, and he has no idea.
Sorry, it's not very fast, and it's shit on gas, but I live a block from work, so what more can you ask? I'm poor as can be. Ain't nobody gonna come and rescue me. I went to college and got a degree, but in this day and age, that's a lot of money. Oh, if it got me a job, I'd be proud as f***. Sorry to say, I got it in something I love. What? You get your degree in, Daniel? History, 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 history.
What noises do they make? What noises do they make?
Is it something?
Hey, have you ever picked blueberries? Because those, there's like two different, there's like high bush and low bush.
Is it something you do
with a hand rake? The worst. The worst.
I used to pick all kinds of fruit. Peaches. You ever pick peaches? Well, I grew up in Niagara Falls area, Ontario. And like, we went through every year. I worked on a farm, and just you start off with, well, first you have to thin the peaches, and then you pick the cherries, the sweet cherries, and then you pick the sour cherries, and then you pick the peaches. Peaches are the worst because the peach fuzz gets all over you, and it's just like crazy.
My design is fine.
You get so sick of peaches
all the time.
It just gets all over you, and you don't even. What the hell's going on? I got like, you know, something's crawling all over me, but it's peach fuzz.
I met somebody who worked on like the tobacco farms down there.
Yeah, that used to be big. Of course, now they're all gone.
Yeah.
But back, I know when I was, there were guys I went to school with used to go down and they make a ton of money on that, working on tobacco farms.
Is it a place that you
The other one thing they worked on was the chicken farm. Catching chickens was
It was a good job. Well, it wasn't a good job. It paid well, though.
The person, someone was saying that there was a chicken that, like, lived for 18 months with no head.
It was a chicken with its head cut off, Devin.
It must have been running around. Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is just watching a chicken with its head off. Oh, if it goes slower than 5 kilometers, it's just going to blow up. Oh, my God. All these preschoolers will get SARS. What?
Yeah, I think we should do that. Forget the pickles. Let's do the chicken with its head cut off.
You have been listening to a program called The Subject of the Best Droning. This program was produced by Devin Chambers, based on writings by Andy Lamb, Danielle Becker, David Clark, and Caitlin Karbanek. The voices in this episode were Andy Lamb, Danielle Becker, David Clark, Carmen Bellinger, Carter White, Colin Landstrat, Caitlin Karbanek, Joyce Kwan, and Zach Metzger. This show was produced as part of the Radio Nights group in Red Deer, Alberta, and is being presented by Nothing to See Here, a program produced by David Clark in Halifax, Nova Scotia. For more episodes of Nothing to See Here, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.